Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we started the halachos of playing ball on Shabbos. There's going to be just last night and tonight in regards to these halachos, so let's finish up what we need to discuss in regards to playing ball on Shabbos. Basically, what we mentioned last night, we said the main halachic issue with playing ball on Shabbos was something that the Shulchan Aruch says, that what is called ashvui gumos. We are afraid that if you play ball, sports on Shabbos, a game specifically that is played on the ground, whether it's soccer or kickball, they have to roll the ball to each other. Also kugelach and marbles, we didn't mention that last night, but the Paiskim say that game as well. Those are all games that need to be played on the ground. And the halacha is that you are not allowed to play those games on earthen ground or on the grass. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the reason is you may come to level the ground. That's something that you need a flat surface, and you may come to level the ground, which means, which will be included in the Malach of Choresh, which is one of the 39 Malachos. And the Mishnah Berurah said that this is true even by a cement ground or a tiled ground, because we make a decree one to the other. And we said that indoors it is permitted, and we said on a table it is permitted, even if it's outdoors, and also on a carpet it is permitted, even if you have like a carpet outdoors, also that is permitted. And one thing we did mention last night, which we'll repeat now, is for children. The Mishnah Berurah said that if it's in regards to children, they may not listen to you anyways. So if they may not listen to you anyways to tell them to stop, then a person does not need to tell them, because it's better for them to be by mistake. It's better than not to even know the halachos. A person needs to be very careful when they apply that halacha. If you have a child that is 10, 11, 12 years old, and they'll listen to you if you tell them not to play a game on the ground, a ball on the ground, then you should really tell them, and they'll stop playing that. They'll find something else to do. A person needs to be careful when it comes to chinuch. Maybe a person needs to ask a rav specifically for the age of their child and for the makeup and, you know, the way their child is, if it is a good idea to tell them not to play ball on the ground on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah said very clearly that games of ball that are in the air are not a problem, like having catch and tetherball and volleyball. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah didn't give those examples, but it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that those games in the air have no problem of ashvuya gumus. As a side note, there's other halachas that a person needs to keep in mind when playing ball outside on Shabbos. First of all, of course, there's an issue of an Eruv. Here in Passaic and Clifton, we're zeichet to have an Eruv, so perhaps that's not an issue for many people. But if a person is in a neighborhood where there's no Eruv, of course a person needs to be careful in regards to the halachos of an Eruv. You can't play ball outside. Even children should be told about this as well if there is no Eruv. Also, let's say a ball gets stuck in the tree. So there's many halachos in regards to the malach of kotzer. Malach of kotzer means that you're not allowed to break off a branch from a tree. A lot of other things, you're not allowed to pull off grass from the ground and flowers and things like that. But we have an iser midrabanan that you're not allowed to use a tree at all. We've discussed these halachos at length in other venues, but we're not going to get into all the details of that halacha. But suffice it to say that if the ball gets stuck in a tree or a bush, and it is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, then you are not allowed to get it out on Shabbos. This is halacha in Shin Lamed Vav, and you're not allowed to climb the tree or shake the tree or touching the branches. And the truth is, the place can say that you're not allowed to even just simply take out the ball. Anything that's stuck into a bush or a tree is not allowed to be removed on Shabbos if it is above 3 tefachim. So first of all, your kids should know that. And also, when it gets stuck, many times they ask their parents for help if they can't reach it, if it's high up. A parent needs to know that you're not allowed to take something off of a tree or a bush on Shabbos. There's halachos in regards to hammocks and ladders on a tree and jackets hanging on the tree and a sweater or a hat. All halachos that we're not going to get into right now, but a person has to be careful because of the gzeira of Shema Yitloish. Maybe you may come to break off a branch and you are not allowed to take that off of a tree or a bush. How high exactly is 3 tefachim? So Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that a tefach is 3.75 inches. So if one tefach is 3.75 inches, you could do the math very quickly. 3 tefachim is 11.25 inches, and 11.25 inches is not very tall. It's less than a foot. So if you can't remember 11.25, at least you remember a foot. If the ball is more than a foot off of the ground, a person is not allowed to remove it on Shabbos, and that is something a person needs to be very careful of. Of course, as I mentioned last night, and as you're expecting me to say, a person needs to know if playing ball on Shabbos is Shabbistic at all. You know, for children, again, you know, it's something that a person needs to know in regards to chinuch. But for sure, for anyone over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, a person should not be really playing ball on Shabbos. Is it forbidden if they're having a catch with their child? I can't say it's forbidden. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly that it's permitted. Definitely, it's not. You can't say it's forbidden. But I spoke to Rav in the neighborhood, and he was very against organized sports. You know, the bunch of teenagers get together and they have a game together. Maybe basketball is considered a game in the air. Maybe you have to dribble, so maybe it is considered a game on the ground. But organized sports is definitely not recommended. There's a medrash in Eicha that says that there was a city that was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a Yerushalmi like this, and it's something that, you know, definitely a person not necessarily obligated to sit and learn the entire Shabbos afternoon, especially a teenager. You can't necessarily force them to go to the Beis Medrash, but playing ball is not necessarily what a bar mitzvah boy should be doing for sure. And in regards to children, organized sports should definitely be discouraged. Try and get them to do something else, but it is definitely not in the spirit of Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah does seem to say it's permitted. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkof Yud Ches, he brings the Mashal not to let bar mitzvah boys play ball on Shabbos or Yontif. But again, you have to know if that's referring to games on the ground or games in the air. But it's a type of thing where you can't say flat out that it's forbidden, but it's not comfortable for me to say flat out that it is permitted. A person needs to keep in mind as far as what's considered Shabbistic for their family and for their children, whether it's below or above bar or bas mitzvah. In this week's parsha, it is discussed the mitzvah of tzitzis. We say the parsha of tzitzis when we say krishma in the morning and in the evening, for the men in the evening by ma'ariv, and we mention the parsha of tzitzis. And it's a famous chazal that the tzitzis is supposed to remind the person of the 613 mitzvos. And it's because tzitzis is bigamatria 600, and then there's the 8 strings and the 5 knots, so altogether that equals 613. So we look at the tzitzis, and that just simply reminds us of the 613 mitzvos. And the question is, everybody asks the question that, hey, you know, we look at our tzitzis all the time, at least the men, and it doesn't remind us of the 613 mitzvahs. So does that mean the chazal is wrong? It says it's supposed to remind us. So how come we look at it and we're not reminded of the 613 mitzvahs, the tariag mitzvahs? So the answer is, one answer that I once heard from Avdruk Zatzal in Eretz Yisrael, he said, because right afterwards it says, besides, it says, Risa Moisei Zachartem, you will see them and you will remember all the mitzvahs, but it says, V'loisesur Achrei Lavavchem V'Achrei Yenechem. A person shouldn't go after his eyes and after his heart. And he said that if, Rav Druk said, that if a person is constantly going after their eyes and they're looking at things they shouldn't be looking at, and their heart desires things that they shouldn't be desiring, then yes, and then it's not going to be Re'isa Ma'isa Yuzachartem. You're not going to remember their mitzvahs. If you look at the tzitzis, if you don't follow V'loisa Surah Achri Levachem V'Achri Yenechem. A friend of mine was once talking to my Rebbe, Rabash Arieli. Rabash Arieli gives the biggest shir in the world. Right now his shir has 600 Talmidim in it. In my days it was only 300, but now he has 600 Talmidim in his shir. One of my Talmidim in Yeshiva just went there and he left after a few weeks because he said it was just too big. But a friend of mine was once asking him advice about something, a very big decision in his life, and he noticed that Rav Asher was constantly stroking his tzitzis and looking at his tzitzis. So my friend, he built up the courage, and he asked him, he said, I noticed Rebbe is constantly looking at his tzitzis. Why is Rebbe doing that? So Rav Asher Arieli said that whenever he needs to make a big decision, and he needs menuchas ha-nefesh, he looks at his tzitzis. And that calms him down. Now, a lot of people look at their tzitzis, and it doesn't calm them down. I think it's the same idea, that the only certain people are on that madriga that they're able to look at their tzitzis, and that will have a ruchnius, that will have an effect on them. Someone told me that he asked Rabash Arieli, how is he zeicha to give the biggest shir in the world? And he said the reason why he was zeicha to it was because he never went to Rehov Yafo. Those of you who are familiar, maybe you're not, hopefully not, Rehov Yafo in Eretz Yisrael is a street in Eretz Yisrael where there's plenty of things going on. It's almost like Manhattan, maybe even worse at some points. And Rav Asher said he had the merit of giving such a big shir because he never went to Rehov Yafo. So that's somebody who was never He never transgressed on that. Because of that, he can actually look at its tzitzis, and that'll give him menuchas nefesh to make big decisions in life. And I think this is a lesson not only for men, but also for women that don't wear tzitzis, that's brought in halacha, that women are not supposed to volunteer and wear tzitzis, even though they volunteer to have other mitzvahs, aseishas, man grama, but it's brought in halacha that women are not supposed to volunteer to wear tzitzis and tefillin. A lot of politics going on in Eretz Yisrael about that nowadays, but that's clear in halacha that women are not supposed to. Yes, we all know about exceptions, about Michal, the daughter of Shaul, and maybe Rashi's daughters. So we have a few exceptions out of millions and millions and millions of from women that have lived throughout the generations. Fine, there's such a thing as exceptions, but those are definitely exceptions. And I think it's a lesson for women also that there are certain things that a person should not be running after, places that a person shouldn't be looking, and that is what the mitzvah of tzitzis teaches us, to not to stray after a person's eyes and their heart, and then we'll be able to grow in ruchnius. Okay, everybody should have a good night.